with SRN News. I'm John Scott. With the unofficial end of summer looming, lots of Americans are taking that final holiday trip. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on Labor Day travel.
This Labor Day weekend, AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says travel is up 9% from last year, and the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
We have seen record demand for travel in 2023 and so far in 2024. So the airports have been ready because they've known what to expect.
And she says drivers can expect lower prices at the pump.
You're not paying quite as much as you were even earlier this summer or compared to last Labor Day weekend.
Diaz recommends drivers hit the road earlier in the day and flyers have a plan in case there are issues. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel launching a major military operation in the occupied West Bank that has killed at least 10 Hamas terrorists. Israel said the operation is aimed at preventing attacks on Israeli civilians. Meanwhile, there was no sign of a breakthrough after days of ceasefire talks in Egypt. And the negotiations moved to Qatar this week. Kamala Harris will sit down for a network interview for the first time since launching her presidential campaign.
It's been more than 5 weeks since Harris began her White House bid, and she has yet to hold a news conference or grant an interview with a news outlet. The drought will end on Thursday when she and running mate Tim Walz sit down with CNN. The Trump campaign reacted to the news by noting it's a joint interview, saying she's not competent enough to do it on her own.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton says the interview will air on CNN at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 67 points now, the NASDAQ 224 points in the red. This is SRN News. Trump and Harris voters far apart on cultural issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Both sides of the debate over whether to enshrine abortion in Missouri's constitution have filed last-minute legal challenges, hoping to influence how and if the proposal goes before voters. Pro-life leaders are suing to take the amendment off November's ballot. The abortion rights campaign is suing Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft for allegedly trying to mislead voters for what about the amendment would actually do. This is SRN News. Crews for about two of Michigan's largest utilities working to restore power to more than 300,000 homes after severe storms toppled trees and limbs onto power lines. Severe thunderstorms expected today across Ohio Valley, the northern mid-Atlantic coast, and parts of North and South Dakota. Well, it's probably one of the last creatures you'd expect to see on a highway in South Dakota.
An ostrich brought traffic to a halt as motorists tried to coax the 7-foot-tall bird off the busy four-lane road. As police and animal control officials responded, motorists jumped out of their cars, managing to carefully corral the flightless bird. Police say the ostrich was among several of the birds being hauled in a trailer owned by an out-of-state traveler before it escaped. The owner helped to capture the bird and managed to get it back into the trailer. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.